are nominated for a 2024 Canadian Screen Award for the song from R.L. Stine's Zombie Hideout. Were you asked to come up with a song for the film, or was this something that you had set aside, you'd thought you that would work perfectly for the film?
Funny enough, the film's producers had kind of contacted my brother, Terry, who's done a lot of film scores, etc., and they said, you know, we'd like to have a song that goes with this movie. And Terry remembered that I'd written a song in the 80s, actually, called Zombie Hideout, and then realized immediately, well, this needs a total rewrite. But then I saw the synopsis of the film, and I realized, well, I can kind of center it around that. So that's what I did, you know, changed a lot of the lyrics, changed the arrangement of it, got guitars from Styx to come and play guitar on it. It came together as a composition that I guess probably started somewhere around 1983 and finished up somewhere around 2023.
Had you ever read any of the R.L. Stine books?
I know Goosebumps a little bit because when my kids were younger, they were big Goosebumps fans, and it petrified me.
This isn't your first foray, though, into the movies, because the movie Wolf Cop ended up using a lot of your music for the soundtrack. So are you kind of partial to horror movies?
Shannon, I'm so glad you asked that. Yes. Particularly Wolf Cop. Yes, Wolf Cop is, it's funny how horror films, they do attract a certain genre of people that become such aficionados. Well, one Styx show in particular, there were these two guys holding up DVDs, and I assumed these were Styx albums or maybe a Gowan CD or something like that. I had our keyboard guy just grab those guys' DVDs and I'll sign them after the show. They were Wolf Cop DVDs. I was very pleased with that. Yeah, I am partial to horror movies. That seems to be my genre. I've actually cast in another film called She Never Died, I played the Grim Reaper, which is right up my alley. Yeah.
You've been the lead singer of Styx, like, it seems like forever at this point. You've got to feel like you're a part of Styx now.
It's a quarter of a century at this point. I'm 25 years plus as the singer. Our most recent studio album, I always like to say, it was called Crash of the Crown, and it got to number one on the Billboard rock album chart. And so I've long been cemented into the 52-year legacy that is Styx, and I feel 49% connected to that and 51% connected to my Gowan stuff. So it's somewhere there. They're getting closer to 50-50.
You guys tour a lot. How do you maintain that balance of home life and life on the road?
That's something, Shannon, that I began to kind of navigate my way through since I was like 19 years of age. So it's been my entire life. It's nothing new to me. And Styx, we play about 100 shows a year. We did about 100 last year, and we did 20 Gowan shows. It's the best way to keep my hands active in a constructive way, and my life feels more balanced when I'm playing a lot of shows and in front of a lot of audiences, and this year is no exception. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now that there's going to be a Gowan show in Edmonton this July.
That's my birthday!
In July? What date?
July 8th.
Oh, you're so close! I think it's early July.
That's okay. I celebrate a birth month, so it's all right.
Perfect. A birth month, it shall be.
I know what I'm asking for my birthday. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
But what else are you working on? What are you doing for the rest of the year other than touring?
I don't play hockey anymore, unfortunately. I had to let something go. And it just seemed like I was never going to get the call, so I had to let that go. But I still ride my bike quite a bit. I go out on the water quite often here on Lake Ontario when I'm home in Toronto, as I am at the moment. Other than that, we're writing and recording. We started actually last week. We started the new Styx album, so we'll be working on that periodically throughout the year as well.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, we wish you the best of luck with your nomination for the Canadian Screen Awards. Zombie Hide Out, the song from R.L. Stine's Zombie Town. Thank you so much for joining me. And I have to tell you, I had the biggest crush on you. And I didn't realize that you had a first name because you were just Gowan. So that was it. So we were going to get married and you were going to take my last name. And so your name was going to be Gowan Medallia.
Hang on to that dream. You never know. But that might be my name in the next horror film if I'm like a if I'm like a Jason or Michael Myers type character. It's Gowan Medallia.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with me today.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you. All the best.